One final example of contemplative exegesis is taken from the homily which is given in the Liturgy of the Hours for Holy Saturday. And I believe it is one of the most beautiful homilies in the Liturgy of the Hours. It describes the descent of Christ into hell. And it's a beautiful example of typology, of saying that a particular biblical event is itself a symbol of something that God is doing in the new order of Christian life or Christian faith. And in this case, it's a series of meditations on Christ's passion, on the wounds Christ receives, but not in the rather dark and dangerous way that is sometimes done, the way that even approaches a kind of a sadomasochistic empathy with suffering for the sake of suffering and sorrow, which is not always of great spiritual benefit. This is much more life-giving. In this series of meditations, each of the experiences of Christ's suffering is seen as being a symbolic example of God's gift of healing. Christ is struck on the back and our weight of sin is lifted. Christ is spat at, and that becomes transformed by God into the gift of life, even the kiss of life. What we see in this beautiful homily is a meditation on the fact that all the terrible things human beings do to one another in their own anger and violence can be and is transformed by God through the mystery of the passion into something beautiful, something holy, even something life and divine nature giving. Let's look at the text itself. Something strange is happening. There is a silence on earth because the king is asleep. The whole world is silent. This is the ancient notion that when the king is affected, the land is affected. Christ has died and the earth becomes silence. The silence of Holy Saturday, which is also a liturgical silence, it is a day of silence, becomes a meditation on Christ's descent into death and what God does in Christ as Redeemer of all things. Christ descends into the place of the dead, the text says, to search for our first parents. The Lord approaches them bearing the cross, the weapon that is won in the victory, and Christ bearing the cross now heals every wound of separation. There's this lovely little liturgical greeting. Christ says, Adam says to Christ, "My Lord be with you," and Christ says, "And with your spirit." Then Christ says, "Awake, O sleeper, and I will give you light, for I am your God, who for your sake have become your son." God has become the son of Adam. God has entered into a humiliation that is not only becoming human, he has become Adam's son. And now the son is redeeming the father and the mother. Christ, who has become son of Adam and Eve, is reaching out to heal Adam and Eve. He says, "I order you, sleeper, to awake. I did not create you a prisoner in hell. Arise, work of my hands. Arise, O my likeness. Let us leave this place, for you are in me, I am in you." This is the fulfillment of the high priestly prayer in St. John's Gospel, which Christ has prayed only a couple of days before. Now in hell, that prayer is being fulfilled. You and I, Adam and Eve and Christ, are one person. We cannot be separated. In other words, we are all made one in Christ by what he does in his descent into hell. "I, for your God, became your son. I, the Lord, took the form of a slave. I descended into the earth and beneath the earth." Suddenly the garden becomes the place where one is reminded of the original fall. Now Christ, by his betrayal in the garden, has consecrated what the garden is. "See," he says, "here on my face, the spittle I received," the mockery, the rejection of Christ in being spat on in the face by Christ is transformed into a restoring of the life I breathed into you. The mockery of contempt, the opposite of the kiss, is now, through the power of Christ's alchemy, transformed into a reminder of the breath of life. "I breathed, kissed life into you. See the marks of the blows I received on my face." The disfiguring of Christ's beauty is in order to refashion the warped image of God. See on my back the marks of the scourging. This is remove the burden of sin that was on your back. My hands nailed to the tree have now healed. Your hands that once reached out to a tree in paradise. This is typology, allegory at its finest. Taking the imagery of the garden in Genesis and allowing it to become an allegory of the garden in which Christ is betrayed so that it can become what was once a place of rejection and separation, both in the Old Covenant and in the New, becomes, through the power of Christ, a place of union. You are going to be restored to something even beyond that garden. The hand extended in the garden to the apple now becomes healed paradoxically by the hand that is mutilated through the cross. Christ has the power to take even human violence and rejection and transform it into a means of union with himself. I slept on the cross and a sword pierced my side, he says, for you who slept in paradise and brought forth Eve from your side. My side has healed the pain in yours. My sleep will rouse you from the sleep in hell. This is the ancient tradition of God as healer, God as divine physician. God is using a kind of remedy based on the original wound, the thing that wounded you or the thing you use that created separation, I have now made into an instrument not of wounding and separation, but of healing and of union. The sword that pierced me sheathes the sword that was turned against you. And in ancient and even in medieval medicine, this was the notion that a healing can be accomplished by using a portion of or a part of or a kind of a modification of the thing that originally causes the injury. Arise, he says, let us leave this place. I will restore you not to the paradise that you lost, but I will enthrone you in heaven. I give you a dignity beyond the one you once possessed. You hid yourselves, dropping down as if naked from God, but now hidden within you is the naked God. The whole of this homily is a beautiful example of an allegory that sees not only the New Testament as a fulfillment of imagery in the Old, but in a developed theology of the sacraments and of soteriology of our salvation as allowing us to do a kind of a typological or allegorical interpretation even of Christ's New Testament suffering in the garden and in the whole of his passion. So this is a beautiful example of how in the Christian mystical tradition the typological interpretation of the biblical text, and in this case of the simple little text drawn from 1 Peter that hints at the descent into hell, becomes a meditation on the deeper mystery of how God is the divine healer, of how Christ in his passion has healed all of our wounds and indeed all of our capacity to wreak violence on one another. The worst we can do, God has transformed into means of union if we allow ourselves to avail ourselves of what God has done through the Passion, the Resurrection, and through the sacraments.